AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Another round of heavy rain is headed inland in Texas. David Smith, a vacationer in Galveston, thinks communities up north will get the worst of it.
What's going to be bad is the Dallas area. They started preparing yesterday for the fear of the flood. They knew all of this rain would end up coming to Dallas and settling in there. And they're the ones with the real worry, more so than us.
Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist, says Tropical Storm Bill, which came ashore shortly before noon along Matagorda Island, is likely to weaken to a tropical depression tonight or tomorrow morning at the latest.
There is a lot of moisture associated with Bill, and the system will likely hang together for several days, bringing significant rains to parts of the central United States and possibly going up through portions of the eastern United States as well.
The Trinity River in Texas, the Missouri River, and Mississippi River are all expected to be above flood stage in the next few days. Small boats have been banned off Puerto Vallarta as Mexican officials keep watch on Hurricane Carlos. People are still swimming in the ocean at Oak Island, North Carolina, after two youths were mauled by at least one shark over the weekend. A 16-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl lost their left arms above and below the elbow, respectively. They're in good and stable conditions. The collapse of a fourth-floor apartment building balcony during a birthday party last night in Berkeley, California, has left at least six people dead. The collapse is being investigated.
Our inspectors are going to be looking at everything that they can to determine what was happening and what was the cause.
Berkeley spokesman Matai Chaco says at least five of the people who died were Irish students. Cool, rainy weather is hindering the hunt for two killers who escaped from a New York prison 11 days ago. This is AP Radio News. Reality TV star Donald Trump has announced his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination in an unusual speech.
Presidential candidates do not tend to suffer from a lack of ego, but most announcement speeches are bathed in at least false modesty, not Trump's.
I'm not doing that to brag, because you know what? I don't have to brag. I don't have to.
Your standard announcement tends to go heavy on the greatness of the American people, lighter on their problems. This was different.
We're dying. We're dying. We need money.
If elected, Trump promised to repeal health insurance reform and build a giant wall along the southern border. And this being Trump, he said he'd build it better and cheaper than anyone else could and stick Mexico with the bill. Warren Levinson, New York.
Signs of more corporate deal-making sent U.S. stocks higher today, allowing investors to take their minds off Greece's debt troubles. The Dow gained 113 points, NASDAQ 25, S&P 11. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.